Good morning, my friends, and welcome back to the final hour of our Friday edition of Frankly Speaking Radio, airing planet-wide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. Glad to have you with us here today. It is, of course, Friday, April 29th, 2005, 9:01 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone, and I'm very pleased to have you guys with us here today. A very special guest. You can read about him at our website and link to his site at franklyspeakingradio.com. And, of course, you can dial in, ask your questions, make your comments, and be a part of the show here today. Very simple. All you got to do is pick up the phone and dial 1-800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. My guest, whose website is VaticanAssassins.org, please welcome back to the show, Eric John Phelps. Eric, thank you again for being here. Melissa in Texas is with us, I believe, asked an excellent question. And, Eric, I had to interrupt you, and I apologize. Please continue.
So, Melissa, my point being that the federal government had no right to be in Waco. And that was a Texas jurisdictional matter. And if true patriots were running the state of Texas, they would have kicked them out. The Texas Rangers or the sheriff would have taken over and handled the issue.
Well, you know that the sheriff died under mysterious circumstances later when he was going to come forward and talk about what had really happened there.
Is
he
right?
Had a heart attack and ended up in a pool of blood on his bathroom floor from a heart attack.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, and then I have another little thing. I was watching a video that I have of Fritz Springmeier doing a Prophecy Club presentation a few years back, obviously, because he's been incarcerated. He said at one point mid-tape, he said that Waco was a mind control experiment just like Jonestown, Jim Jones in Guyana, and that it was a mind control project from the beginning, not just the attack on Waco, but actually the whole false Messiah thing, the whole follow me and I'll, you know, take you to Nirvana or whatever it was. You know what I'm saying? That it was a mind control project. And I know one of the surviving Branch Davidians. She was a Christian long before she joined up with the Branch Davidian concept. And she's a decent, honest person. And when I talk to her, you know, I love her. I mean, she's just a wonderful, decent person who, to the best of her ability, holds no malice towards the people that did this to them. And she knows Bible, but there is a place where she goes when you get to talking to her about biblical matters, and she goes into that place of the Koreshian Messiah thing. And when that happens, I'm just dumbfounded. I don't know how to deal with it other than just to love her anyway.
Well, you know, the Bible tells us that the Word of God is profitable for instruction, for reproof, for correction. So, you know, I would encourage you to take the Word of God with her and say, no, this is not correct, and I'll show you some scriptures why you're not correct on this.
Well, I've done that, and what happens is she says, well, you didn't sit at his feet. You didn't. It's almost like the thoughts would just come into your mind and you'd understand him. It was almost like you were hearing him think,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we are talking mind control there.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, that's just, but that doesn't change the fact that she's in whatever areas, like we all are, she's deceived. And I just love her anyway.
Yes. Well, it's wonderful for you, and praise the Lord for that.
Yeah. Amen. Bless your heart.
Melissa, God bless. Thanks so much. Quick break. Again, my friends, we'll come right back. More phone calls from you guys. In more interaction with our guest today, Eric John Phelps, VaticanAssassins.org. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio when we return.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Lugano Cafe, a healthy coffee gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Lugano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Will. Glad to have you with us here today. It is Friday at long last, and less than an hour remaining here in our broadcast week, which means less time for you to weigh in with your thoughts, your questions, your comments, complaints, and of course, I would ask you to limit your death threats to me. Our guest today is a guest, and where he's death threat free today on the broadcast. You can, like I said, direct those to me. My guest is Eric John Phelps. Eric, welcome back. Your fantastic website is VaticanAssassins.org. I encourage everyone to go there over the weekend, spend some quality time, and really, really delve into the heavyweight material that you have posted there. Eric, how many years have you been working on this material, like for the website specifically?
The website, that's about 5 years now.
Jeez, I believe it. I believe it. We still have phone calls to take care of, so let's jump back into the phones. And, of course, my friends, the number is 1-800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Irene in Ohio, welcome to the show.
Hi. To both of you.
Hi, Irene.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was curious. I was listening to Senator John DeCamp, and I can't tell you where, but he was saying that years ago when he was going through this whole investigation of that pedophile ring and everything, that he ended up going to Rome. And he was trying for an audience with the Pope, but he ended up talking to Cardinal Ratzinger. And Ratzinger encouraged him to continue the investigation, and Ratzinger also told him that the Roman Church had no control of Catholicism in the United States. And I would just like a comment on that.
Really? That's what Ratzinger said?
Yes. And I can't tell you, I'm still trying to find out where I heard that. I'll find it, but I listen to so much stuff I can't keep track of it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, two things. First of all, the pedophile issue within Romanism has always existed. It's always been there throughout history, and it will never cease to exist as long as there's the evil, wicked doctrine of celibacy. But since these men are soldiers, you can't bring your family to war. So the doctrine of celibacy will remain. The doctrine of male priests will never change. He encouraged the investigation to continue, yet knowing all the while that there would never be a serious prosecution on the part of any U.S. official against this group of 1,200 priests or so, protected by their archbishops in their pedophile rings, because the politicians of Washington themselves are involved in this. So they are pretty much safe. It's an interesting thing to look at Cardinal Bernard Law. Bernard Law lost his cardinalate, but he's still on good terms with the Vatican because they invited him over there to participate in the Pope's funeral. So it is an institutionalized phenomena that will always be there, and it will never be eradicated.
Yeah, that's what I heard, that Law is under the protection of Rome, and he's getting about $7,000 a month and living a good life, and no
yes,
one can
is.
Touch him.
Yes, he is. I thought Law was upset because they ruined his life with defrocking him as a cardinal, and sought to have an interview with him, and I could not have one because I wanted to talk with him about the power of the Jesuit order behind all the archbishops in the United States, because the Jesuits control them through their various universities. You know, Boston College controls the Boston Cardinalate. The Washington Archbishop is controlled by Georgetown. The New York Archbishop is controlled by Fordham. There's always a Jesuit institution nearby to control the Archbishop, as there was in Bavaria with the rise of Hitler. But you mentioned something that I find striking, and that's Ratzinger did say that the Roman hierarchy has no control over the Roman Catholic Church in America. That's what
yes.
he said?
Yes, that's what he said. And when I find that site, I'll send it to you.
It would be interesting because, see, the Vatican is strictly Tridentine. That means that they hold absolutely to the Council of Trent, regardless of Vatican II. That means that those of us who believe the Bible is the final authority of faith and practice, those of us who do not believe in transubstantiation, those of us who do not believe that baptism is necessary for salvation, those of us who do not believe that salvation is only in the Catholic Church, and it goes on and on and on of over 100 of these instances, that we are all accursed and that it is no murder to kill a heretic. This applies also to Roman Catholic liberals. Roman Catholics in America are not like the Roman Catholics in Poland. They're not like the Roman Catholics in Italy. They're what the Vatican would consider to be liberal. They believe in gun ownership, which the Vatican condemns. They believe in using birth control, which the Vatican condemns. So they're considered to be liberals, and therefore it is also no murder to kill a liberal, which is why they killed the liberal anti-Vatican, for the most part. He was more of a U.S. citizen than he was a citizen of Rome, and that's John F. Kennedy. So the American Roman Catholics in this country are going to suffer just as much as the heretic Protestants and Baptists under the hand of our coming Gestapo, which is the Office of Homeland Security. And the words of Ratzinger verify that to me.
Well, as a former Roman Catholic apostate heretic, anyway, what I find interesting is that, you know, a lot of the Catholics in this country, they have no concept that what they see here is not Roman Catholicism per se, that she kind of blends in whatever teachings are of whatever country to make herself acceptable.
That's correct. That's absolutely right. But when she has the power, she will throw off the garb, throw off the mask, and be the vicious, bloodthirsty murderer that she is, evidenced by what she did just 50 or 60 years ago in World War II.
Yeah, we know that. Unfortunately, there aren't enough people that do. Thanks for your comments.
Well, thank you, man.
Thanks so much for the call, Irene. I appreciate it. God bless you. Let's keep going with the calls, my friends. 1-800-313-9443. John in Alabama, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Morning, John.
Would you explain what you know about the faking of the actual dropping of the atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki and how it was carried off? And it gives as much detail as you possibly can.
Sure. I addressed this issue at the CONCON in 2002 and also addressed it in my book. The Vatican, as of 1943, knew that an atomic weapon would detonate, and I have a quote from Pius XII to that effect. Therefore, first detonations of a nuclear device was prior to 1945. Therefore, the Vatican decided to use this as a terror weapon. And we have to remember that it was going to be used on Japan for the purpose of punishing the Japanese people for expelling the Jesuits from their country for over 200 years. They were formally expelled in around 1614. They were readmitted and formally readmitted in 1865. So since there was never a test that a nuclear device or an atomic device could be dropped as a bomb, what the Jesuits did was they had already perfected this device. A very powerful and important Jesuit, who was a friend of Father Coughlin, the man's name was Michael Delisle Lyons. Michael Delisle Lyons was the first radio broadcaster. He perfected the radio so that Coughlin could be on the radio. And Michael Delisle Lyons was a physicist, and he was one of the designers of the beryllium trigger involved in the detonation of a nuclear device. He later went on to have his own company that provided beryllium to the U.S. government. Michael Delisle Lyons was involved in the Manhattan Project and involved in the first U.S. detonation of an atomic device in 1945. So what the Jesuits had done is they had already perfected the creation and the detonation of an atomic device prior to 1945. And so with FDR, FDR gave all the nuclear, all the atomic components to Joseph Stalin through, that military place in Tennessee, Blue Ridge, I believe it was.
Oak Ridge.
Oak Ridge. And they then shipped all those devices through Alaska into Russia. And from there, because Joseph Stalin was controlled by the Jesuits, he was educated by Jesuits for 5 years at Tiflis Seminary, they then sent down these devices down to Japan, crossed the sea there, and brought them into Hiroshima and Nagasaki. At that time, Pedro Arrupe was the head of the Jesuits there in Hiroshima. And it was there that the Jesuits, working in conjunction with the Japanese high command, because the Jesuits had controlled Japan since 1868, when the Shokugawa Togunate was ended, and when they assassinated the emperor and put Emperor Komi, I believe, in his place. He ruled for 40 years. So the Jesuits were working in conjunction with the Japanese high command, controlled by Hirohito and Chitojo, to construct these atomic devices on the ground at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. For this reason, the Allied American B-29s never bombed Hiroshima and they never bombed Nagasaki prior to the detonation of these devices. Because these nuclear devices, their triggers are very sensitive, and if you have local bombing, you're going to throw off the trigger and they will not detonate. So what they did was is they constructed these devices at Hiroshima and Nagasaki under the Argus eye of Pedro Arrupe. When the day came for the bombing of Hiroshima first and then Nagasaki, August 6th and August 9th, respectively, 1945, they had Fat Man and Little Boy. One was plutonium, the other was uranium-laced.
Let me ask you both to hang on for a quick break. Folks, we'll continue this with more Frankly Speaking Radio on the way.
Mm-hmm. With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, heard around the world on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, the number, of course, is 1-800-313-9443. That's all you got to do to interact with our guest here today. Very pleased to have him with us. Welcome back to the show, Eric John Phelps, and I appreciate your time.
Pleased to be with you.
And John in Alabama just called up with an amazing question, and your answer is fantastic. I apologize for the interruption. Please go ahead, though.
Okay, we left off with the devices, the atomic devices, having been assembled at Hiroshima and Nagasaki on the ground.
Could I ask you where on the ground they were assembled?
The one in Hiroshima was assembled in the center city. And it's most interesting that after the detonation, five Jesuits emerged from ground zero unscathed, and they attribute it to the power of the Virgin Mary. You might find this in a book called The Jesuits, Story of Power by Alan Woodrow, Elaine Woodrow.
So they were underground or something?
That's correct. They were under the device, and they knew how to shield it. Because remember, the device at Alamogordo, it was, what, 100 feet in the air, and it only made, at the deepest point in its crater, a 6-foot crater. So they had shielded it so that it would go out and up, and they were underneath it. And so when the Allies, when the American B-29s flew over, I'll just deal with Hiroshima. As they were flying over, according to Paul Tibbetts in his book Enola Gay, they put in one uranium slug into Little Boy. But what that bomb was, it was one huge magnesium flash bomb. And when that thing detonated, the uranium was dispersed all throughout the area to give it the appearance that a nuclear bomb had been dropped. When the fact was that when that bomb was, when it lit up the sky, the Jesuits then saw this somehow, so they went looking at it. But when that happened, then they detonated their device on the ground, because all the witnesses will tell you they first saw a flash and then the detonation.
Well, they even have bombs today that along that magnesium flash bomb line that is supposed to be almost as powerful as an atomic bomb, and yet it's called a conventional weapon. So we know that a force like that does exist.
Mm-hmm. And so what happened then was when that happened, they dropped the bomb, they had this flash, then the Jesuits detonated their atomic weapon on the ground. They did this on August 6th, and then 3 days later on August 9th in Nagasaki when they used Fat Man and they put a plutonium slug in that bomb and then did the same thing on the ground there.
So do you think it was in their church or was it, I'm trying to pin down where they were.
In this book,
how would they secretly bring that stuff in?
They secretly brought it in through the help of the Japanese High Command.
Well, who asked the Jesuits to put the bombs in the cities anyway?
It was their own decision because they ruled Japan, just like they ruled the U.S.
I see. Okay. Have you ever heard of the Great White Brotherhood?
Yes, I have.
What is that?
The Great White Brotherhood is controlled by the Jesuits through high-level Freemasonry, and it's very near to the Nazis.
And where does it exist?
It exists, I believe, in the northwestern states, Idaho and those areas.
It's a lot of occultic practices, isn't it?
Correct,
Eric?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's modern-day the neo-Nazis, the White Brotherhood. Very violent, very immoral, having nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible.
And you were saying that the Pope is in charge of the Freemasonry, and could you explain that connection between the Pope and the Jesuits and Freemasonry and how they control Freemasonry?
Sure. The Jesuits, according to my Masonic source, Mr. Peterson, in a book called Ask Me Another Brother, written in the 1950s, he says that the Jesuits wrote the first 25 degrees of Scottish Rite Freemasonry in the College of Clermont in Paris, France. And the purpose for the creation of Freemasonry or for its revival was to put the Stuarts back on the throne of England. You know the grand healing sign of distress?
Mm-hmm.
Is there no help for the poor widow's son? The poor widow is Mary Queen of Scots, and her son, Charles V, who was killed, he is the poor widow. He's the son that was killed, and so is there no mercy for him? It has to do with the dynasty of England. So the whole purpose of Masonry was to put the Roman Catholic Stuart monarchs back on the throne of England.
And who was the widow?
The widow was, I've forgotten it right here. It's in my book, but it has to do with, if you email me at Eric of Vatican Assassins, I will find it for you, and I'll send it to you.
Great.
Okay. And so it was all designed around that. So the Jesuits then also wrote the last 8 degrees, going to the 33rd degree. Of course, we know there's more, but they wrote that when they were protected by Frederick the Great, when they were protected in Prussia during their suppression from 1773 to 1814. So all high-level Freemasonry is controlled by the Jesuits, and I can give you example.
All right, we're going to have to interrupt here. Quick break, my friends. Stay with us. We'll come right back with more Frankly Speaking Radio right after this.
Your
are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere, so make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome back. You are listening to the Friday edition of Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am thrilled to have you here with us. I'm your host, Frank Whelan. Very, very fascinating guest that we're able to have on with us here today, gracing us with a full 2 hours of his time, ladies and gentlemen, Eric John Phelps. Eric, welcome back.
Good to be here.
John, any last questions?
Just trying to clear up a little confusion.
Oh, okay.
I have, and that is that I thought the Masons were founded sometime around using the Temple of Solomon as one of their mainstays of their practice, which was, you know, thousands of years ago. And the Jesuits were actually started by the Catholic Church or Ignatius Loyola or somewhere around that time period, which was only, you know, a few hundred years ago. And I'm wondering how, since an organization that's been around longer than the Jesuits, is controlled by the Jesuits.
ADM.
Well, that's, the same way as the Masons were infiltrated.
Well, we have to remember this, that in the 13th century, 14th century, Pope Clement V suppressed the Templars with a papal bull. And so they were formally out of existence, and yet we know they went to Scotland and they continued their existence. But when the Jesuits were brought to power by the devil in 1540, they were the Counter-Reformation. And they are the most extreme of all the Templars, of all the secret societies. And they were responsible for the formal revival of Freemasonry in 1717 in the Grand Lodge of England. And thus they kind of controlled it from that time. So it was a kind of a reorganization of power by the devil.
Okay, and if you don't mind, and I'll hang up and listen to your answer, if you could just explain a little bit about the Black Pope and his significance.
Okay. The Black
thank
Pope...
you, John.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, John. The Black Pope is the... is a slang or a surname for the Jesuit Superior General. And he is the military commander of a military order who regard themselves as soldiers and for the purpose of subduing all nations to both the spiritual and temporal power of the Pope by any means necessary. And that is strictly Machiavellian. So the Jesuit general rules the papacy. When a pope has been disobedient to the Jesuit general, he was chastened like Pius IX, driven to Gaeta, and made to think all sorts of terrible things because Pius IX wanted to give a constitution to the Italian people and was considered a liberal. Well, he was punished, and he was brought back to Rome and became the most vehement absolutist probably of the 19th century. When a pope is really disobedient, he's executed, like Pope John Paul I. And according to Admiral Manhattan in his book, that pope sought to relieve Pedro Arrupi of his command. By the way, when we were talking about the airborne nuclear war hoax, which is the foundation of the Cold War hoax, Pedro Arrupi was awarded for pulling off these detonations and creating the airborne nuclear war hoax by being made the Jesuit general. So that is his power, and that is his power today.
Wow. Powerful stuff. Let's keep going with these calls, try to get as many in as we can. And folks, if you're holding back saying, oh, I'll just get in the last 5 minutes, that probably won't happen. Sorry to burst your bubble. 1-800-313-9443. And we go to Minnesota. The Kid is on the line. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good show, Frank. I was just wondering if this guest of yours has the actual constitution of the Jesuits.
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Was wondering that because I happen to have an old set of books printed back in 1911 with the, it's called the University Research Extension Company out of Wisconsin, and it has it in there, and I was amazed when you got talking about that. I had to go dig this book out because I was sure it was there.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting.
Yes, it's
very
they have their constitutions, and it is absolutely autocratic. The Jesuit general has all power, and he can pretty much do what he wants to do. I have a copy of it in the German Jesuit who left the order in 1911, Count Hohenbruch. And he comments quite a bit in his two-volume set on the Constitution.
Okay. Yeah, there's it's actually got the whole Constitution here. I mean, and you're exactly right about they can take the Pope out. You know, anybody that steps out of line can be taken out by them.
That's correct. And remember that as the Jesuits policed the Roman hierarchy, the SS policed the Nazi Party.
Okay.
That was why it was designed. Yeah.
Are you aware that in, I believe it was in the 1100s, right in that area, I also have this, that in another book, that the Catholic Church would not allow a picture in their church lest they worship the wrong God?
I didn't know that.
Which, you know, if you walk into a Catholic church today, it's pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm one of those apostatized Catholics, and of course I have a lot of friends that are Catholic that I'm going to be going to hell for sure.
Well, I'm thankful that there's one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So if you know him, sir, you're going to do fine.
You got no problem there. I do a lot of study in biblical reading, you know, because... I couldn't buy what they were doing. I actually had the hell beat on me by a priest when I was like 13 years old.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. That reminds me of the story of the great John Carrera, who was an Italian Roman Catholic. His family came over here, and he was told to have nothing to do with Protestants, any of those people who read the Bible. Well, Some people were praying for him, and they brought him to church, and man, he got saved. And the priest told his father to beat him. And unfortunately, that's what his father did. John, though, went on to be a great preacher and a great missionary to the Roman Catholic people in the state of New York.
Well, I think my parents were too afraid to do anything about it. I mean, even though when they found out about it, my dad was upset, but he didn't do anything because he had converted to Catholicism, but hadn't been when he was younger. Mm-hmm. And I just always pray that the old fart would live long enough for me to come back and see if he was man enough to beat a man.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't happen that way. All right, thanks for the great show.
Well,
Thank you much, Frank. Enjoy your show always.
Oh, you're too kind, my friend. Yes, right. Excellent question. Thank you so much. Wow. You know, there's so much damage that's been done by the Vatican. It's really amazing when you can go ahead and open up a conversation like this, Eric, and really just see what pours out. And, you know, obviously, it's very newsworthy lately, and I'm so pleased that you agreed to be on today because a lot of people need to know that someone like you is out there, and to be able to interact with you, I'm sure, is a blessing to all of us.
It's my privilege.
Yeah, you're a good man, sir. The phone number, my friends, once again, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Drew in Arkansas. Drew, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Drew's back, alive and well. Eric,
hi, Drew.
God bless you. Welcome to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio in the world. I cannot believe that you only had 2 hours, but I can understand your busy schedule and the things that you come forth with. Originally, I wanted to ask a couple of questions, but John in Alabama just ate my lunch with all the questions that I wanted to ask.
Mm-hmm.
However, as a military man stationed in Iwakuni, Japan, right down from Hiroshima, and an investigator at the time, I back you up 100% because I was there, and there are a lot of little plaques around Hiroshima honoring these four priests. I just thought they were Catholics. I didn't know they were Jesuit priests.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it just, you know, stirred me around to know that, you know, God does look after his religious people. But the sickening feeling is you've educated me today on things that I did not investigate, and I will have to go back and look at.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you, sir, is your vast knowledge. I noticed in your webpage you didn't have anything mentioned of the assassinations of the Waldenses and the almost insurmountable attack that they did on the Reformation era.
Yes.
Can you explain, how the popes destroyed the Waldenses, or do you know
sure.
that much about them?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Peter Waldo was the leader of the Waldenses. He was what we would call today a true Bible believer, and had many doctrines of grace that he preached. And the Waldenses became a terrible threat to Rome, so Innocent III sent out his armies to kill as many as he could.
Uh-huh.
So many of them fled to the Alps. And escape the murder and the butchery. And it was there in the Alps that I believe God preserved lots of his word among his Waldensian people. The Vatican also destroyed the Albigenses completely.
Yes, sir.
Destroyed them all. And they also, the Jesuits, during the days of Cromwell, they started the massacre of the Huguenots, and the Huguenots were the French Calvinists and got much of their doctrine in the scriptures from the Waldensians.
Yes, sir.
And the Waldensians were also in Italy, and they were not allowed to have a church until after 1870, after Victor Emmanuel II took the temporal power from the Pope. We have the first Waldensian church showing up.
You're an inspiration to those of us that follow the Waldensi faith. I'm assuming that you also know that the Waldensi writings on black slate were all destroyed, but the two copies that are in the Lourdes.
Oh,
do you know of
that.
Any written copies of those? Biblical writings?
No, sir. I know that the Vatican did destroy all their histories, and that's one reason I completely disregard all what we know today as the history of the Church. I regard it all, written by Philip Schaff and Eusebius and others of the heretics, as nothing but Romanizing the true biblical, Bible-believing, historic, New Testament Christian faith. So I reject the vast majority of it because the Vatican has destroyed all the true histories.
I agree with you 100%. Do you have any basic knowledge of the basement area of the Vatican and the hidden archives?
I don't know where they are, but I know that they have a huge underground library that goes out in all directions underneath the Vatican.
Okay. Well, there was a military man that was at the peace talks in Paris.
Uh-huh.
that was with me that described it to me, and he was there with the Pope and as a lower ranking officer, and we had dinner together, and he discussed that he had been selected because his post was in one of those underground facilities that they actually have military guards, and these are well-trained military people. They may look a little gaudy in their uniforms, but these guys are well-trained military personnel that can, you know, they could shoot a sparrow at 300 yards with a 22 for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you being on this show. I pray that you have time to come back on. I pray that you will post on your website to other places where you can come on. And the National Association of Micro Broadcasters will need to archive this and play this program again. And I also ask the listeners to Frankly Speaking Radio to share this episode with their friends and go to your website and look at it. Like I said, this is the fastest 4 hours of radio, and it does not do you justice at all, sir.
Well, thank you, sir. And
God bless you.
Thankful that you called, and you have much good information. I'd like to talk with you again sometime.
I would love to talk to you, especially about the founding fathers of the Waldenses in the movement.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I pray that you can come back to this show. Frank, God bless you. I can't tell you what you've done today to make me, you know, come around to realize what's more important.
Well, I appreciate it, brother.
God bless
you.
As
always, man. I appreciate the contributions that you always bring to the table. Thank you. God bless
you
as well.
Bye-bye.
I think we could probably squeeze in another call or two before the next break here. Matt, who did you say was up next? Okay. He doesn't know. Mike, wherever you are, welcome to the program.
Hi, Frank. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm very good. Thanks for calling.
How are you, John?
Hi, Mike. How are you, sir?
I know the time is short, so I just have a quick one. How does the Count of Monte Cristo play into this?
The Count of Monte Cristo was written by a very brilliant black man, and he knew the power of the Jesuit order. And the Count of Monte Cristo is an allegory of the power of the Jesuit general. Remember part of the book, the writer says, and my mother took notice of him, and if my mother took notice of him, he must be truly an extraordinary man. Indeed he is. The Count of Monte Cristo has an intelligence apparatus that he knows everything that's going on, for which reason he can take vengeance on his enemies. That's exactly what the Jesuits did with the Napoleonic Wars.
Right.
Alexandre Dumas, he knew all about the power of the Jesuit order. And so that book, and when the Count then goes and hides behind the grave marker, and who is the grave marker of? Why, it's Pierre Lachaise, the Jesuit who killed thousands of French Huguenots. So all throughout the work, you will read of the power of the Jesuit order. In fact, the Count of Monte Cristo, the Mount of Christ, that
right.
Count sits on the mountain of Christendom, which is really Romanism.
Okay. Thank
that
you very much.
That is a fascinating question, Mike. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. It is the fastest 4 hours in radio. I stand by that. Eric, it's been a great, great pleasure. I do want to try to squeeze in some impressions from you about what we have to talk about. Now, the mainstream media was running quite a few stories about this prophecy of St. Malachi in regards to the final 112 popes. Now, John Paul II being 110, Benedict XVI being 111, and finally Peter the Roman, that's sort of a summary, being the final pope who would usher in the end of the world. Although in the prophecy it's written that this Peter the Roman individual will battle the forces of evil and try to maintain the integrity of the church and whatnot. So obviously, if you're on the other side of things and your guy is out there on the playing field, you're going to look at your guy as the hero battling evil. So to flip the whole thing around, it certainly does gel with what you were talking about. But your thoughts on that prophecy of St. Malachi?
Okay, I totally repudiate it. It has nothing to do with the truth. It has nothing to do with the Bible. And if it portrays Peter the Roman as a pope doing something good, trying to contend for the goodness of the church is not the church. It's a Babylonian mystery religion. It's evil from its inception. It originated in Babylon. The book I would recommend for your readers is The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop. There is no defense for Romanism because it's totally and completely contrary to Christ and has nothing to do with the Bible, which is the Word of God. We don't know who the last pope will be, but whenever he arrives, he will be the Antichrist because he will receive his mortal wound and then come back to life. In the meantime, we don't look for him. We look for the Son of God who shall appear from heaven to translate us out of here one day in the very near future.
Yeah, well, sooner the better. Hopefully, you know, on a Monday, because otherwise you've got the whole week to look forward to. The weekend, you know, it can still sleep in. I'm joking, of course, but stay tuned. We'll wrap up with our guest, Eric John Phelps, when we return, folks, with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, heard around the world on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. Glad to have you with us here today, my friends. And again, you can go to the website and link up to our guest's website. Ours is franklyspeakingradio.com. His is vaticanassassins.org. And Eric John Phelps, my guest today, thanks again so much for your time and all your wonderful information and hard work.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, the name Vatican Assassins comes from?
Vatican Assassins is the name of the book.
Right, right.
And Wounded in the House of My Friends is a portion taken out of Zechariah. And is that what you meant?
I was just curious, the name, I guess, originates from what? The policies, I guess, to continue the power?
The Vatican Assassins,
yeah,
are the Jesuit order.
Okay.
Yeah.
Outstanding. And of course, they've been instrumental in facilitating, I guess, more of strides forward of this New World Order than just about anybody else. I mean, we're talking about massive losses of life, wars being created, manufactured terrorist attacks, all the like. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. They're the ones behind the New Age movement. Teilhard de Chardin, the French Jesuit, was the great inspiration of over 180 New Agers, New Age leaders. The Jesuits are completely behind that.
Wow. And where do you think all this is going as far as is that New Age movement? Do you think it's sort of a blenderized version of religion where you've got all these faiths just sort of thrown into the mix?
Right. And it's ultimately to bring everybody to the worship of the risen Pope, who will one day rule from Solomon's rebuilt temple in Jerusalem. Yeah.
Mm. Well, I would say scary stuff, but I don't worry about these things anymore, Eric,
yeah,
and I'm sure you don't either. And
you know, our times are in his hands, and if he that hath the Son hath life, and as many as received him, to them he gave you power to become the sons of God. If your listeners and yourself are right with God, you have his Son in your heart, you believed on him, we're safe, and we have nothing to fear.
Well, I think that you're absolutely right, my friend. Now, the website, again, is VaticanAssassins.org. And your book, you said, will probably be re-released, I guess. What, you said, in about a month or so?
About a month and a half to 2 months. It'll be over 1,000 pages.
That's outstanding. I certainly will want to have you back on when you're ready to start promoting that. And I think that in the meantime, people can definitely get quite a bit of food for thought on your website. Would you like to give out your email address and anything else that you'd like people to know about?
Sure. If you wish to contact me, you can contact me at Eric, E-R-I-C, at VaticanAssassins.org. And those of you who know the Lord and seek his face, I would greatly appreciate your prayers because I need that most of all.
Wonderful. Well, you certainly have them for me, my friend. I hope that you will keep in touch with me and, you know, God bless you and all that you do. And anytime you need airtime, if something's going on, you need to get into the show. You can call the number here at the show during the program, or you call me at home, and we'll get you on the air ASAP.
Okay, thanks so much, Frank.
God bless you, my friend. Keep doing what you're doing.
Lord bless you.
Thank you, sir. Folks, that's really what it's all about. Is just think of it this way: you're in the car, and you know, this is how we are with our lives. We're obsessed with control. We're obsessed with looking far ahead and making these huge plans. And yet God doesn't have that in mind for us. He has a day-to-day thing. Look at the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer: give us this day our daily bread. It's all about turning the whole thing over to God, depending on him each and every day. Preparations, the only thing necessary is preparation of the soul. It's when you're in that car and you know you got God driving with you, just have some faith, take your hands off the steering wheel and enjoy the ride, and know that you are taken care of. It's going to do it for the broadcast week. We will see you bright and early on Monday morning. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend. Stay out of trouble.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.